From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that the removal of more than 100 children from a polygamist compound was not warranted. Nathan Bernier of member station KUT in Austin reports.
The ruling applies to 128 of the more than 440 children taken from the Yearning for Zion Ranch, owned by the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But attorneys involved with the case have said it could ultimately allow all children to be returned to the polygamist compound outside El Dorado, Texas. Attorney Renee Haas represented one of the FLDS fathers.
We're all very, very happy and grateful that what we said from the very beginning has been vindicated. Unfortunately, the department did something that was absolutely overreaching and should never have been done.
In explaining its 6-3 ruling, the Texas Supreme Court agreed with an appellate court that child protection authorities failed to prove children on the ranch faced an imminent danger of abuse. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin, Texas.
Actor and comedian Harvey Korman, a regular on The Carol Burnett Show, who also appeared in a string of movies ranging from Blazing Saddles to High Anxiety, has died. The actor reportedly died today at UCLA Medical Center. Harvey Korman was 81 years old. Presidential candidate Barack Obama has just issued a statement on his health history. The move by the 46-year-old senator follows last week's release of John McCain's medical files. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Last week, Senator McCain released more than 1,100 pages of his health records. Senator Obama released a one-page statement. It's from a Chicago internist who has been treating the senator for 21 years. Dr. David Shiner says Obama, a regular jogger, is in excellent health with only minor problems such as occasional ordinary respiratory infections. He's not smoking cigarettes at the moment, but has in the past. At the candidate's last checkup in January 2007, he had exemplary blood pressure, 90 over 60, and all his cardiovascular measurements were quite good. His doctor included that Obama's physical and mental health are adequate for the job he's hoping to get. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy grew at a somewhat faster pace than first reported during the first 3 months of this year, appearing to counter some fears the economy is already in or heading towards a recession. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a 0.9% annual rate. That's a slight improvement over the government's initial assessment of first quarter growth, and also better than the 0.6% growth rate for the final quarter of last year. Many economists view two consecutive quarters of negative growth as the classic definition of a recession, though the group that actually determines recessions in the U.S. economy isn't likely to weigh in for some time yet. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 52 points today to close at 12,646. The Nasdaq was up 21 points. This is NPR. U.S. officials say there were double-digit increases in military suicides in 2007 compared with the previous year. According to an official with the U.S. Army, all told 115 troops took their own lives last year, with around a quarter of the deaths occurring in Iraq. The increase in suicide by military personnel marks the third straight yearly increase. Suicides among active duty military as well as National Guard reserve troops have been rising ever since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan began. Bear Stearns shareholders today voted to approve the sale of the firm to J.P. Morgan Chase for around $2.2 billion. The firm collapsed in March after suffering big losses in mortgage-backed securities. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
The vote took place at Bear's headquarters in Manhattan at a meeting attended by about 400 shareholders. Many of those present were Bear employees who'd suffered big stock losses. The gathering was closed to the press, but some of those attending said Bear's chairman, James Kane, gave an emotional speech to the crowd. He apologized for the hurricane that brought down the firm and said, "Words can't describe the feelings that I feel." Bear Stearns was forced to sell itself to J.P. Morgan Chase after suffering big losses in the subprime mortgage debacle. The sale valued Bear's stock at about $10 a share. 14 months earlier, it had been selling for $173. But with bankruptcy looming, company officials had little choice but to approve the deal. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil futures ended the session sharply lower today. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude was down $4.41 a barrel to settle at $126.62 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.